Good morning, church, and welcome to our all-age service. Children, you may see that we've got some tables here down at the bottom and up at the top. We've got a section where you can come and fill in some sheets that are linked to today's topic, but also lots of space to dance. So please do come down. We've got some songs that we'd love to have you involved in. Yes, this all-age service, we will be catering for all ages, and so we hope that everybody here gets something from today. I've got a couple of notices to start with, but first let's pray as we open today's service. Dear God, today as we look at the topic of fear and how we break fear in our lives, how we dispel fear, how we get rid of it, Lord, we pray that everyone comes here with whatever they've had in their week, whether there is fear in their week, whether there was worry or stress, whatever it was that has that they're bringing to this space, Lord, that they're just open and honest with you, and that you really take care of whatever that situation is. Amen. So a couple of notices. First off, we have a first aid training on Saturday. It's 9:30 till 12:30. We have a couple of places left. Please speak to Adrian for, thank you. Please speak to Adrian to be involved in that. We also have a couple of places left for our camping in the summer holiday. Please do let us know if your young people want to be involved in that. There are some more notices in your notice sheets. Please do have a look through. There's prayer topics as well, and all of our activities in the larger new sheets for the month. So please do have a look at both of those. We've also got a notice from Graham. Would you like to come up and...
Morning, church.
Morning.
This is not from me, it is from me as a administrator. In 2 weeks' time, we have an extraordinary church members meeting after the Sunday service. So it's June the 9th, after the Sunday service, an extraordinary church meeting. Should only last about half an hour. So please don't say you don't know, because I've just told you. Thank you. and it's in both notices and the magazine. Thank you.
Thank you, Graham. On the topic of camping, actually, I'm busy working out all of the things. If anybody does have any extra camping gear, any camping chairs that they will never use again, or any gazebo is the thing that I'm really trying to find at the moment. A couple of gazebos we still need, so please do let me know if you've got them. So yes, as I mentioned, we're talking about fear today. We've got some games, we've got Ricky speaking about fear, and all of the songs today really tie into that theme. This next song, next couple of songs actually, we've got Every Giant Will Fall, and in the second verse of this one it says, when my fears like Jericho build their walls around my soul, because I think fear can sometimes be like that. It can be like a barrier to anything coming in, to good things that God is giving to you, to God himself, that we can really be closed off to that. When my heart is overthrown, your love is my battle cry, really leaning on God in that situation. And then it says, every giant will fall, the mountains will move, every chain of the past you've broken into, over fear, over lies, we're singing the truth. Nothing is impossible with you. Amen. And the next song, still, in the chorus again, when the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Really speaking into any really hard situation that we're going through. Please stand and sing these songs with us.
Your love is
greater name. Every time. come to you. We bring everything to you. Whatever situation we're going through, whatever is troubling us, whatever fear we're holding, we give it up to you. For you are God. You are above it all. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Church. Please be seated. I didn't realise I got so emotional this one. So now is the time that I ask, I think, the most important question for the congregation. Do any of the children or young people have a birthday this week, in the past week or next week? Anyone? Is it one? Yes. We've got an adult birthday. We've got no kids. Yeah, we've got a couple of adult birthdays. We've got a couple of adult birthdays. Lovely to see. We'll sing happy birthday to them. Any adult birthdays? Any other adult birthdays that we have? Got a couple. Upstairs, none downstairs. Happy birthday to our adults as well. I won't ask any questions, but let's sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. I'm now going to invite Bex up. She's going to teach us a new song, and I'm very excited.
Morning,
Church. Morning.
Okay, so this little bit was kind of meant for the children. I'm not seeing all that many children here, so it's meant for the rest of you as well. Okay. Now, as Danny said, we're thinking today about things that we're afraid of, things that we fear and how we can overcome that. So I wonder, I'll tell you now, okay, don't laugh at me, what I'm really, really scared of, what I fear is birds. I don't like the flapping, particularly in my face. I wonder if anybody out there, particularly the children, but any adults as well, would anybody like to tell us what they're scared of? Something that you're scared of. Was that a hand?
Yeah, what? Vampire bats.
Very, very scary. Anybody else? Yes. Wasps. Yes. China dolls. That's interesting. But I can kind of see it. Yes. Josh. Bees. Bees and wasps. Yeah. Is there one over there? Yeah. Was that cats? Oh, I love cats. Isn't that funny? You're scared of them, but I love them. Was there one here as well?
Rats.
Yeah, fair enough. Yes, over there.
Slugs,
yes, slugs. Also, there's loads and loads of things that we are scared of. But did you know the people in the Bible, God's people in the Bible, they were scared of lots and lots of things as well. They were scared of their enemies, of being in battle against their enemies. They were scared sometimes that they might not have enough food to eat. They were scared that God might leave them, all kinds of things that they were scared of. But every single time they were scared, God said to them, don't be scared. Don't be afraid. Do not fear. It tells us in the Bible to do not fear. It says it 365 times. So even if there's 365 things that you're scared of, you could find a different verse for every single one to tell you not to be scared. So we're going to sing a song now. Say it was mainly aimed at the children, but I'm sure the adults will work it out as well. It does have actions, this song. So could I just have, there's the words, lovely. So what we'll do is I will show you the actions with the words, and then Danny will repeat them. If you repeat them as best you can with the actions with Danny. Okay, so it goes like this. It goes, when you're lost and afraid. Have a go at that.
When you're lost and afraid.
Good. Now, this action for afraid is one that we're going to be doing quite a lot, okay? Now, the next bit goes like this. When you're sleeping with the light on.
When you're sleeping with the light on.
Great. God will stay watching over you.
God will stay watching over you.
You're doing really well. Okay. When it's dark and you're scared.
When it's dark and you're scared.
Now, this next one, it's a little bit like drawing a great bigger bubble, like an imagination bubble, of your own imagination.
Of your own imagination.
God is there watching over you.
God is there watching over you.
Great. Now, this next bit's a little bit tricky, but we'll do our best. So, okay, could I have the next set of words? Lovely. It goes like this. So we stroke our cheek and we say, and every time you feel alone.
Every time you feel alone.
He's with you as you cry.
He's with you as you cry.
We do the same again. And every time you feel afraid.
And every time you feel afraid.
He's right there by your side.
He's right there by your side.
Really good. Last bit now. You're doing really well. Next bit of words, please. Great. It goes like this. He is bigger than anything you could dream of.
He's bigger than anything you can... Sorry.
Anything you can dream of. Okay. He is a shield of love.
He is a shield of love.
And you need not fear.
You need not fear.
Now this bit, this is you, this is God. His love will protect you.
His love will protect you.
Link your two fingers together like this. He'll never let you down.
He'll never let you down.
He's a never failing, this is you leaning on God. He's a never failing.
Never failing.
Sorry. Always faithful.
Always faithful.
And I'm sure you can work out the last bit, God. Great. So we're going to sing it through twice. If you want to just listen the first time, that's fine. But second time, have a go at singing. Okay. Yes, yeah, stand up. When you're lost and afraid.
When you're lost and afraid. When you're sleeping with the light on, God will stay watching over you. Scared of your own imagination, God is there watching over you.
And every time,
and every time you feel alone, He's with you as you cry. And every time you feel afraid, He's right there by your side.
Hi church, my name's Toby. I was the one singing that. Emmanuel was supposed to be here for me and him to do the slime game. So me and Emmanuel were going to be leading the slime game. If I could have a child come up here with me, please. Anyone? Anybody? Would you like to come up here? Yeah. Good, come up. Don't worry. In fact, I also have a teenager from up there. Yeah, you raise up your hand there. And if I also have an adult, anyone? Any adults? Anyone around? I could literally just pick like, eeny, meeny, miny. Okay, the guy sitting down there. Yeah, you, yeah. Come up here, please. Thank you. Though we're not, me and Emmanuel are not scary, okay? I can't say the same for the things inside the slime, though. Where's Oliver? Yeah, Oliver. Thank you. So what we're going to be doing is my three participants here are going to be looking inside the slime for an egg. In this egg, there's going to be a quote, which I would like them to read out to the whole congregation. Thank you. So you guys can, you know. Yeah. You can just pick one, three, and just go. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Found it.
So if you like to read that to church.
I'm a bit short. Sometimes the fear won't go away, so you might just have to do it afraid.
Can you open the egg and read it?
You do not have to be fearless, but you do not let fear stop you from enjoying everyday life.
You want me to do that? You used to say I was loud enough without it. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's courage that helps you overcome the fear.
Thank you very much, guys. And so those are going to be some of the topics that Ricky touches on today when he speaks. We're going to sing one more song before Ricky does that. It's Up Times, Down Times, Turning All Around Times, I'm going to Praise the Lord, because in whatever situation we're in, we can praise God. Please do stand up, join us in the actions. I am leaving.
I believe he has the things I need, and he's in control.
Take a seat, catch your breath. Ricky's now going to come and speak to us a little bit about fear. If you haven't already, please do go to the tables. We've got some things that we'd like you to think about. So on the tables, there are sheets saying facing fears. And so please take one of those and name what you're scared of, but then also how you can combat that, how you can fight fear. And hopefully we'll get some ideas at the end. Thank you.
Green light, there we go. Hey. You're all hyped up now, aren't you, eh, after that song? Hey. So welcome to the All Age service. I'm just going to do a short word on overcoming fear, but I just want to pray first. Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you this morning, Lord. We just thank you, Father, that you don't have any grandchildren in your kingdom, Father God. You just have children. And we are all children of the living God. And Father, we just thank you so much. Just have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I heard some of the fears that some of you were sharing, rats and all different things like that, bats, you know, things that flap and, you know, and all different things. But we've all got fears. It's just life. We've all got fears that creep in, fears that we might have dealt with, but we've all got fears. But the first scripture I just want to read is for Philippians 4, verses 4-7. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And I will say again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen? So, the Lord is near. You know, in other faiths, God's way out in the galaxy somewhere, and, you know, you can't really get to him. He's just out there somewhere. But praise the Lord that we serve a God that is right with us. On every part of the journey, every walk, the Lord is right beside us, walking with us. Amen? So our Lord is near, our Lord is close by, our God is right beside us. So when fear comes, we know we serve a God who is right next to us. Not somebody that we have to go searching for in the galaxy and, you know, get a thing and try and look, see if we can see as far as we can. He is right beside us. Amen? So fear comes in many shapes and sizes, ranging from mild to paralyzing. But we can overcome these in the strength that we have in Christ who has set us free. Fear affects all ages. And sometimes the older we get, the more fearful we become. And that's why, because we've lived life. We've got experience. We can see some of this stuff that we've already gone through. You know, and when children look at us adults and think, why are you scared of that? You know, because they haven't lived life. We've lived life, some of us adults, so we know. So sometimes the older we get, sometimes the more fearful we can become. But most importantly, we should always look to the Bible to help us move in the freedom of Christ. So for me, one of my fears, you know, I don't know why it keeps coming up, but foxes, but we'll leave that one today. But, you know, when I was young, you know, I thought I was, you know, hard. So I'd be walking in southeast London, walking around. This is the walk we do. You can ask Nathan, he's from a similar area. We have got a bit of a swagger to us. You know, we're strolling around. I'll be with my friends. What's happening? Guys, you all right? Yeah, you're good, you're good. And as I'm standing outside the shops thinking, you know, I've got muscles and everything else. And someone mentioned this already. This little flying thing called a wasp comes over and completely spoils my look. You know, there's me thinking I'm hard and everything else. And this thing goes, right beside me. Then I go from being, yeah, to, and run. And I would literally run from wasps and bees. I leg it all the time. So I try not to do that now with my children, because they look at me a bit strange when I've left them, you know, on a bus or something like that, because there's a wasp, you know. So we don't really want to be doing that anymore, you know. So I'm trying to find it. But then as time goes on, you know, you're realizing, do you know what? I'm 43 years old. I've been stung twice in 43 years. The odds are pretty good, aren't they, really? For not getting stung, really. You know, but that fear, you've let it in, it's in there. And when that wasp turns up, that whole fear eradicates itself. You know, you have a moment when you sit there and you want to see, I normally do about 10 seconds and then I'm off. But as we know, in Psalm 23, it says, fear no evil as you are with me. See, our boldness doesn't come from what we know and trust in ourselves. It comes because we know who we belong to. You know, it's not a pride thing, it's a boldness thing. We are bold because we serve a living God. We serve Jesus. We serve our God is alive and kicking. So the boldness doesn't come from me and my heart pretending I was this, you know, wide boy from Southeast London. No. My boldness now comes from who I know and who we belong to. Amen? So we have to remind ourselves, even as adults, who we are sometimes, you know. Hang on a minute. I belong to Jesus. I belong to God, you know. I'm no longer in the world. Those fears, some of them, you know, they need to just to be gone, you know. Some fears come back to haunt us, especially young teenage boys. You know, the fear of water normally kicks in about the age of 13. You know, we usually have a fear when we're young. You know, when you get there, you like a shower and a bath. And when you get back to 13 as a lad, we know we normally have the fear of jumping in the shower, and all of a sudden, those fears come back to bite us in the bum, you know. So some fears do come back, you know. The fear of vegetables with kids. Have you ever tried to get a kid to eat a Brussels sprout? I choked on one once because my mum was making sure this was going to happen today. You are eating a Brussels sprout, you know. But these are funny fears, aren't they? Because they're fears you look at and you think, come on, it's a vegetable, it's good for you. You know, and so I'm a good boy. I do try to eat vegetables now as best as I can. But some of the fears that we know that really challenge us, even in our Christian walk, is the fear of the unknown. You know, I have always been told that God's not a floodgate into our future. He's a light onto our feet. And we're taking a walk with him step by step into the journey that he's got for us. If God was to give us the floodgate version of where we were going to go and the journey we had to take to get, even to knowing Jesus, most of us might turn around and say, you got another route that I can take? Another way that we could do this? You know, that's why he's a light onto our feet. So we're going to be walking in faith with God step by step. Amen? This one affects every age. And I've seen it. The fear of not being good enough. How many times have we said to ourselves, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. As adults, we've even said, actually, I don't know. Did Jesus really do what he did for me? And these lies and these come into our minds. But the fear of not being good enough. But you are. From the children to the youth to the eldest one in here, if we've ever had that thought, we are good enough because of what Christ did in us. It's the work of Christ in us that causes us to realize, actually, I'm on a different journey now. God's got me. Those things that gripped me before in the past, those fears of not being good enough, those fears of trying to fit in, those fears of those facades that we have to put on to show people that actually I'm not really a scared teenage boy. Because that's reality of what I was, and some of us were. You know, and we have to sometimes feel like we've got to fit in to make ourselves feel like we're good enough. Well, you don't have to do that when you know Jesus. Because Jesus knows everything about you. He knows your every thought. We know him. He knows us deeply. And we can rest assured that Christ is with us. Amen? A fear of failure. You know, we've all gone through that. We all still go through that. That fear of failure. And I remember when I first became a Christian in London, and they made me, I say they made me, they recommended. You're going to read this book. No, they recommended that I read this book. And this guy was on his deathbed and he was moaning about life. He was moaning about this thing and that thing and all these different things he was moaning about. And people, when they were listening to this man, they thought, wow, this guy had a really tough life, hard life. But when they dug deeper, they realized that 90% of what he was moaning about actually didn't really actually happen. That he wasted his time in a place of worry. He worried about these things. These things worried him and took over him and took over his life. Then that actually, it was the worry. And I remember sitting there thinking, man, you just worry about so many different things. And we know what the Bible says about worry. You know, and this is what happens. You know, we begin to feel that we're not, you know, we're going to fail, we're failures, we're going to fail. I might not fail at this. Do you know what? Never have that fear over your life. Because at the end of the day, when you're in Christ, Christ is in the journey with you. So you don't have to have that fear of failure. You know, you just always look to him. When that fear creeps in, you run to your Bible. When that fear creeps in, you run to prayer. You run to these places that you know that Christ is. And he always sorts us out. Always, always, always. One of the biggest ones, I think, is a fear of rejection. So, rejected people, what do? We reject people before they can reject us. So we put this big wall up and we say, well, you're not coming in to reject me, I'm going to reject you first. Because that fear of someone rejecting us again, that fear that we're going to get rejected because we don't look a certain way, that fear, you know, so we then reject people because we're fearful that they're going to reject us anyway. And trust me, I know that 100%. That's what fear does. And do you know what it does? It steals really good relationships. It steals joy. It steals so much from us, that fear of rejection, because we're always guarded 24/7. Now, you know, if a random stranger comes and talks to you, you know, there should be some rational stuff there that you would turn around and go, hang on a minute. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that level of, you know, you've put this wall up, and this wall is constantly being whacked with hammers by different people, family members, all different people. But we just won't let that wall be broken because we've been rejected, and we don't want to be rejected again. We don't want to go through that pain or that feeling, so we reject people. Ain't it amazing that we serve a God who will never, ever, ever, ever reject us? Never. Never can this God reject us. It's an impossibility for that to ever to happen. We can come to God at our absolute worst. And you know what? He turns it around. That song, God turn it around, God turn it around, he turns it around. God can never reject his people. It's an impossibility. So no matter what we're going through, whether, you know, from the young to the old, whatever that is, remember that God will never ever reject us. And half of the times we feel like when we need to share something, we feel like they might reject us. I mean, I've spoken to Nathan a couple of times. Nathan, what do you think? Should I say this? I'm not sure. I don't want people to think I'm this or, you know. And really, it's coming from that place of, they're going to reject you, Vicky. So they're going to find out how dirty you was back in the day. And they're going to go, see you. That's not that. That's that fear of the enemy coming in and making us believe that's going to happen. But it's not true. God is amazing. He truly is. So the Bible teaches us that perfect love casts out all fear. She said it together. Perfect love casts out all fear. The closer we get to Christ, the more we fall in love with him. The more we understand how much he loves us. The more we understand how near he is to us. Some of these fears will just begin to drop off. They will. Some of them just begin to drop off. So to overcome fear can be difficult, especially when we do it in what? Our own strength. You see that new Tesco advert, you know, your cup cut, I've got the power! I've got the power! Listen, remember, we ain't got the power. Yeah? It's his power within us. We ain't got the power. So when we go to willpower, let me tell you, you will fail. When you do things in willpower, you will fail. It's in God's power, in God's strength, that perfect love casts out all fear. Amen? So we know some fears will go instantly. Some fears go part of the journey. We have to remember some fears go with real, you know, challenging stuff. So they don't just go like that. I've seen some fears in my life go, and I've seen some fears that I've got today that are still there, that me and God are working on, and they're still there. And we have to be real and vulnerable with the truth. That's the truth. But some fears do drop off immediately, but not all of them. So if you've still got a fear, stop hitting yourself on the head about it. God's got it. God knows about it. He's in control. He knows what he's doing. You know, but just work with him, because some things take a little bit longer. But through prayer, we can conquer these fears. And through the understanding, as we've just said, of how much Jesus loves us. So as we said in one of those eggs, sometimes you just have to do it afraid. Anybody love flying but been abroad? I hate flying. I absolutely hate flying on aeroplanes. As soon as that thing goes, it just, for me, it feels like it's going to go back. I don't know if I've got that same feeling. It's like, hang on a minute. Yeah, you know. And, you know, but do I still get on the plane? Yes. A long time ago, that was to go and party and, you know. But now, you know, to go on mission trips and things like that, I've said, listen, I do not like the plane journey. 10 hours on a plane, you know, sends my anxiety through the roof. But you know what? I know my God. I know my God. I know my God. I know my God. So I'm getting on the plane and I'm going. And I've traveled the world by that motto. I know my God. I know my God. I'm getting on regardless. Amen? You know, we serve a God who can never be shocked, ever. It's no shock to him at all. That whatever we're going through is no shock at all, whatever that is. We know the enemy is the only one that wants us operating out of fear. He just wants to steal our joy. But your God makes you joyful and happy. All right then, let's see how long that'll last, you know. But remember that we will not let the enemy stop us from enjoying everyday life with our brothers and sisters, with Christ himself. We're not going to let that happen. There is time for rational fear. There is time for that. We know some fears are rational. And sometimes we might not even understand why people have certain fears. Like mine, wasps and foxes. You must look at me and think, you absolute donut. You know, you'll see me running up Sittingbourne High Street next week from a wasp. It would just be a wasp. Anyone else? Yeah, come on in. But a wasp, I'm off. But we might look at other people's fears, and it's not for us to judge people with the fears they have. It's to support them through it and getting alongside them to support them through their fears. Being that person that's going to be praying for them when God wakes you up at 2 a.m. Say, you better pray for that person. Oh, 2 a.m, you're having a laugh. But, you know, that's how it works. We support each other through those fears. So I just want to read this psalm, and it's from the Message, this psalm, which is 139. You've probably read it many times, but I just read it in the Message version of the Bible, and it really, really stood out for me. And I thought, wow, this really brings home the level of what God does with us and what he sees about us, and how intimate he truly is with every single one of us. So from the Message in verse 1, although we might not like this bit, God, investigate my life. Get all the facts firsthand. I am an open book to you. Let's be an open book to Christ, to God, and let him into those vulnerable places of those fears that have really challenged us for our lives. But the first bit, investigate my life. Can you do it on a Sunday? No, I'm just kidding. We're all holy on a Sunday, aren't we? You know, Sunday's church. You can investigate on a Sunday. But reality is, we need to be vulnerable with him. Even from a distance, you know what I'm thinking. When you know when I leave and when I get back. I am never out of your sight. Wow. Wow. So before you've even thought a thought, God already knew the thought that was coming in. He knew when you got up this morning. He knows when you're getting home. And you are never, church, everyone, you are never out of the sight of God. Wherever you are, wherever you've been this week, you were never out of the sight of God. And it isn't for God to come in to tell you off. It's to tell you how much he loves you. That whatever you did, I'm still there. I'm still there with you. Amen? You know everything I'm going to say. Before I start the first sentence, see, he even knows what's going to come out of our mouths. I look behind me, you're there. Then up ahead, you're there too. Your reassuring presence, coming and going. This is too much, too wonderful. I cannot take it all in. It's too much. He's saying it's too wonderful. I can't even take this all in. It's just too much. It blows our minds when we really see how much God really does for us and how he really is with us. Amen? Is there any place I can go to avoid your spirit, to be out of your sight? Well, let's just put it here now. No, there is not. There is no place you can go. There is no place you can run away to avoid God, because he will be there. Amen? If I go underground, you're there. If I flew on the morning wings to the far western horizon, you'll find me in a minute. You're already there waiting. He's already there. And I just felt, sorry, that was all the way up to 12, that this psalm truly identifies with how close God is with us. So whatever those fears are that are still around in your lives, whatever they look like, the fear of loss, the fear of unknown, the fear of rejection, the fear of failure, the fear of nobody likes me, whatever those fears are, remember, they are real fears to people. But whatever they are, know this psalm, that God has got you. God will put the right people into your life. God will bring the finances we need. God will make sure that whether we're in college, uni, school, primary school, junior school, he will make sure that we find favor. You know, even with the teachers and the other children, we will. You know, so whatever that is, don't be afraid to share it. Don't be afraid to go to somebody and talk about it. Someone you know and love and trust, and pray with them and be with them and get those fears dealt with. Amen. 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 So I'm going to hand back to Danny. Danny's going to come over and do one more video and a song. Oh, she's there. I was like, where's Danny? She grabbed her right in front of me. Right. Amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Before we have that video, I'm just going to show a couple of the things that the kids have been doing. So here's our Facing Fears sheet, and we've got all of the things that they're scared of, how scared they are of them, and then what they can do to when they're scared, what they can do to combat that fear. So some suggestions were talking to a family member for things like cats and spiders. We've got run, very good. You can also, for things like fear of breaking bones, I think that's a big one, is being more careful. And then there was a fear, another one for spiders was taking a slipper. I got quite a vicious hitting it. I think that's fair as well. Another one that we've got is fear of being alone. And for that, we can call for help from God because he is with us all the time. And I thought some of those were really lovely. And also praying in situations where you're scared. So maybe scared of the dark. You can always pray. So we're going to watch a quick video now leading into Compassion Sunday next week. Yes, thank you.
My name is Richmond Wandera. I come from a country called Uganda. My mother was a very loving mother. My father was a very hard worker. But unfortunately, when he was murdered, everything changed for us dramatically. We ended up in a slum called Naguru, which is Uganda's worst slum. Naguru was dubbed the forgotten community. And life on the street was extremely difficult. The things I did to survive. Poverty robs children of the dignity of choice. I would have chosen school. I would have chosen food. I would have chosen health. When this Compassion staff member came to our home and told my mom that Richmond has got a sponsor, the amount of dancing that filled our home was beyond description. My sponsor began to write to me, and I felt known, I felt connected. They basically helped me become a child again. My pastor invited me to be part of the pastoral leadership, and I established the Pastor's Discipleship Network. And so the Pastor's Discipleship Network exists to train and equip African pastors. Right now, we celebrate God for 6,000 churches that have sent their pastors to be a part of our program. So what started as one decision to sponsor one young African boy has ended up not just changing the boy's family, but the boy's church and the boy's community. It's the best possible investment a person could ever make. The children that we see today will be around long after we are gone. And to invest in them, I can't think of any better investment. And so anyone who is thinking about sponsoring a child, do it. Do that, because you're investing in tomorrow.
Compassion Sunday next week. Please really do consider sponsoring a child. It, as you can see, it changes so many lives, not just the child that you're sponsoring, but it butterflies out into the wider world. We're going to go back and we're going to sing. We did have a different song, but if we can go back and sing Still one more time, just as a reflection of everything that Ricky said, facing fears and really relying on God in that situation. In every situation, but really living in Him. Yes, please do stand and sing with us.
Under your wings.
Dear God, thank you for all of the things that you've brought to us this service, for the fears that we're facing, for the things that we're worried about this week. We just put them into your hands. As we leave this building, we leave them here. We leave them with you. God, as we go out into this week, help us to feel your presence all around us, being there constantly, so that knowing that we can trust in you with all our fears, all our worries. We just give it all up to you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you very much, church. Please do join us for teas and coffees in the lounge. It can't really be upside down fans, can it? Every giant? Every giant? Every giant. My lighthouse. My lighthouse. Ready? My best. Thank you very much, Toby. You're absolutely wonderful. Thank you.